Thanks.
David? Don't know about you, but this morning when I was getting ready for church, I was thinking one of the great things I'm looking forward to about heaven is that the temperature will just always be perfect. It will never be cold, it will never be too hot. You'll jump out of bed all the time and you'll be like, oh, this is beautiful. Because it was cold this morning, as I'm sure you're all aware. But anyway, it's been a great couple of months, don't you agree? Looking at missions, hearing from different mission speakers, and focusing on things that have been happening locally, like our school chaplains, and nationally, and even globally, as we've looked at Wings of Life today, Company of Grace, a few weeks ago, Lombok, and even the Jerichos as well. And it's just so encouraging for us. But as we come to the end of this time of focusing around missions, I just got one question that I want to ask you is, are you a missionary? I don't know about you, but I'm always encouraged when May Missions Month comes around. I've always appreciated that the Baptist churches of South Australia go to all the effort to put together resources that we get to use during this month. Things like last week, if you remember, we did the Crossing the Street series, and then this year we had the Alongsiders series. Because over the years, Shamila and myself have been involved in missions in different aspects. We've been involved through organisations like SIM, GIA, Watoto, YWAM. We've also been on short-term missions as well overseas. And we currently financially support missionaries who are working through SIM overseas in Peru. But one of the things when all of the stuff that you're sort of involved in, when you think about missions, is always internationally, it can be easy to start to have this mindset that missions and missionaries are only actually things that happen overseas. They don't happen here. And when we start to have a mindset like that, it can be easy when things like May Missions Month comes around that we get excited and we love to hear the stories and see the videos and connect with what's happening over there. But a part of that excitement is for the people that are sharing, like Hian coming up today and sharing, and we're excited for the work she's doing over there and for the people and the organisations that are doing it. But then I think another part of that excitement is that we think, oh, it's great that somebody else is doing that, so that I don't have to be a missionary. I don't have to do it. Or maybe another thought is after hearing some of the mission talks that we've had, maybe you've sat back and thought, well, that's really great for them, but it doesn't really apply to me. Doesn't apply to my financial situation, or I've got young kids at the moment. I couldn't do that with my old parents that I have. And maybe you've had those same thoughts as well. Maybe you know people who are missionaries in your family. Maybe you've been a missionary before and you've come back. And maybe just coming out of May Missions Month, you were surprised to learn that there's actually mission work happening here in Australia, in our own suburb in Brighton. Yet, when you think of yourself right now as being a missionary, that's out of the question. It just doesn't apply to me, to my circumstances. And so at the end of it all, as we think of the last great couple of months that we've had, focusing on mission, being encouraged by what God is doing through his people all over the world, if someone were to come up and ask you today, are you a missionary? What would you say? Yes? No? I was a missionary, or I'm not actually sure. Well, thankfully, we have some scriptures that we're going to look at today that are going to help us better understand how we should be answering that question if it is asked to us. But before we jump into that, I know that there is a lot of different terminology and thoughts around what mission and missionaries are, so I just wanted to give us a basic explanation of a missionary And not everyone might agree with this, but for understanding terms today, my thought is that a missionary is someone, in the most basic explanation, is called and commissioned by God to fulfill specific tasks, especially that of taking the gospel to those who have not heard it. So if this is our basic understanding of what a missionary is, let's see what Scripture says about how we fit into that. And to begin, I want to actually jump into one of the most well-known verses in the Bible, although it may not always be used to actually support the mission work, and that is John 3:16. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. And the focus that I want to look on in this verse to begin with is just the first sentence there, or I've captured four words, God loved the world. As Christians, if we love God, then we should love what God loves. And this verse makes it pretty clear to us when we read it that God doesn't love just us. It doesn't say, for this is how God loved us. It doesn't just say, for this is how God loved the people that we like or the people in our church. But it says that God loves the whole world. And that means he loves every single person in it. He loves them so much that he gave his son, Jesus, as a sacrifice in the hopes that they would receive him and have eternal life. So if God loved the world enough to give his son, shouldn't we also love the world enough to give ourselves? As Christian, we are striving to be transformed into the likeness of Christ. And one of the best ways that we can do that is by showing the love that Jesus showed us and to those in the world around us. So if you're here this morning and you say, I am a Christian, I am a follower of Jesus, no matter what your age or gender or financial, social, political, health situation is, you have been called to do this. So we have a calling, which is pretty clear to us today. But we don't also have a calling. We have also been commissioned. As we all know, the Great Commission, a great passage that supports mission. In John 21 is the version I want to look at today, of 21 verse to 23. Again, he said, peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, so I'm sending you. And then he breathed on them and he said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. Jesus here is speaking to his disciples after he's been resurrected. He appears to them again and he says these words, commissioning them to begin the beginning of the work of the church. And as a part of their commissioning services, very important things for us to see. One of the things is that they receive the same power and authority that Jesus and God has. As only up to this point in the Bible, we see that Jesus and God were the only ones that had power to forgive a person's sin. But very clearly here, Jesus is saying to his disciples that you were maybe able to cast out demons, maybe you were able to heal the sick while I was with you, but now through my authority and through the receiving of the Holy Spirit, they would now be able to forgive a person's sin. As a Christian and follower of Jesus today, we are his disciples. And we have also been commissioned, not to begin the work of the church, but to carry on the work of the church as his first disciples started it. And just like his first disciples received the authority that Jesus had, we too have been given that same authority today. That same authority and power that comes through Jesus Christ and the dwelling of the Holy Spirit in us. So as Christians, we can see that we have been called. We can also see now that we have been commissioned. But what are the tasks that we have been called and commissioned for? Well, we see them in the scriptures that were read for us today by David. Thank you. But I just want to focus on, in particular, verses 6, 7, and 8. And we see again in verses 6 to 8a, it says, "So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, 'Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom?' He replied, 'The Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people everywhere, telling people about me everywhere.'" Even after Jesus' death and resurrection, his disciples still thought that Jesus was coming to restore the nation of Israel to its former glory and power. But what they still didn't understand that it was no longer just about Israel anymore. Jesus was beginning to establish his new nation, the church. And they didn't realize it yet, but Jesus' disciples were going to be the ones establishing it through one particular way. And that way was by telling other people about Jesus. Sharing the good news of Jesus, the gospel message, with people who had not heard it or received it yet. And this is how the church was going to be established. Jesus' disciples were about to actually go on the very first missions. And he was sending them where? We see in the next part of verse 8. "In Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." And often I think when we think about missions, we often automatically jump to the end. The ends of the earth, that's where mission begins. But that's not what we see here. What we see is Jesus says the first place they should go is Jerusalem. The place that they lived, the town that they lived in. That's where they should begin their mission. And then, once they've done mission there, then they go to Judea, which is the region that they lived in. And after they've been through doing mission work in their region, then Samaria, the same country that they still lived in, but a different region. And then he finishes with the ends of the earth. See, Jesus knew that there were people everywhere that had not heard about the gospel message. And that's why he specifically gave them the task. He didn't just say, start at the ends of the earth and work your way back. No, he said, start from where you are. And just as there was people in Jesus' time everywhere that didn't know him or his gospel message, still to this day, that is sadly true. There are people everywhere that haven't heard the message of Jesus. There's people in our local communities, maybe even our next door neighbours. In our region like Brighton, Woodcroft, Hallett Cove, or wherever you might live. In South Australia, there are people who don't know about Jesus. And in Australia and the whole world. So, we have the task of sharing the gospel message with those people, with someone that doesn't know Jesus, whenever we can. So, as we come back to the question that I asked at the beginning, am I a missionary? Are you someone who is called? Are you someone who has been commissioned by God to fulfill a specific task especially that of taking the gospel message to those who have not heard it? Well, I would hope that anyone who calls himself a Christian or a follower of Jesus would answer this question now with a resounding yes, I am a missionary. Because we all have a calling to love the world by giving ourselves like Jesus did by giving his son. We all have been commissioned by Jesus. We all have received the Holy Spirit and that same authority that Jesus had. And we all have someone that we know, locally, in our community, regionally, nationally, even across the world, who hasn't heard the good news about Jesus. And so just to finish up, I just had a quote from a well-known theologian, Charles Spurgeon. And he says this, it's a challenging quote, but he says, every Christian is either a missionary or an imposter. And so to finish, if we are all missionaries here today, how are you doing in your mission field? Let me pray. Father, we just thank you for the fact, Lord, that you have called and commissioned us to be a part of the church, to be a part of your mission here to restore this earth to its former glory, Lord. Not just the nation of Israel anymore, Lord, but the entire world. And as a part of that responsibility, you have called us to go out and to share the gospel message to people who have never heard it before, Lord. And often we think that that is people who are overseas in unreached places, Lord, but the reality is that that could even be people who live next door to us, people who we run into at the school drop-off, people that we walk by along the beach, Lord. So we have been called to the mission field and we have been called to serve you in it. So I just pray, Lord, that you would challenge us to do that well in all opportunities that arise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.